curious explorers get ready to embark on a remarkable journey with random ventures of an indie traveler. Your passport to captivating tales and intriguing facts about some fascinating destinations, guided by your host, Casey. Don't forget to keep an ear out for those special episodes where we dive into the enchanting realm of cryptids and legends based on these locations. Join us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon, iHeartRadio, and more to satisfy your wanderlust. Now here is the host of Random Ventures of an Indie Traveler.
Hey, awesome legend and mythical creature loving listeners. Last week, we dove into the amazingly vibrant world of Camden, London. And if you didn't listen, you could definitely check it out.
Mythical creature alert. Rawr!
This week's random mythical creature episode is all about Britain's Black Shuck, aka the Dog of Death. This bringer of death has an interesting story. And again, this is a From the Vault episode. So there's the saying, a dog is a man's best friend. Well, this beastly doggo may prove that's not exactly always the case. All right, check this out. So apparently, when it comes to the black dog legend, it's not just about fur and wagging tails. Nope, we're talking about clanking chains, noisy paws, and sulfurous scents, and even glowing mouths. Yep, you heard that right. These pups might have a few surprises up their sleeves. Or should I say, in their mouths. There are a lot of interesting stories coming up. From Tetsu.com, I found that it shared many local names that are associated to this black dog. And they're all from Britain. Now bear with me, there are a lot of them, but I'm gonna rattle them off as fast as I can. Maybe you can time me. Barguest, Black Shuck, Capelwaite, Galley Trot Girt, Dog, Hairy Jack, Hooter, Old Scarp, Old Shuck, Scarf, Shucky Dog, Shug Monster, Skeff, Skriker, Striker, Trash, and one from Harry Potter for all you Potterheads like myself. And that is Padfoot. It's true, Padfoot is really one of the many names of this intriguing creature. Which of these names do you like? This creature is one that'll certainly keep you guessing. Some tales paint it as the ultimate bad boy or girl with ties to witchy stuff as well as dark and spooky forces. Others see it as a fiery, death-dealing beast straight out of hell. But hold on a sec, because it's not all doom and gloom. Some folks think nothing at all of it, just like it's there to watch over you like a fuzzy guardian angel. So whether it's a harbinger of doom or just a fluffy friend, one thing's for sure, this dog's got more layers than an onion, and let's peel those back slowly as we go. So for the name I'm going to choose, I'm going to go with Padfoot. With those Padfoot tails, it turns out they're not just a British quirk. Nope. These furry fiends have been causing a ruckus all over the globe. From Ireland to Italy, France to the USA, and even down to Mexico and beyond. People can't stop yapping about these mysterious mutts. If you speak another language, it's definitely possible there is a name for this mystical creature in your language and where you're from. Now, whether it's a case of international puptastic communication or just one heck of a coincidence, who knows? But one thing's for sure. These dogs are making a bark heard from around the world. All right, Shucky, calm down. Don't worry. We're going to get into a fun would you rather question now. So, would you rather spend a night alone in a supposedly haunted graveyard, or cross paths with the Black Shuck in the woods? Ooh, yikes. I would maybe cross paths with the Black Shuck, since I think mythical creatures are cool, and I like dogs. I don't know, maybe we could be friends if they're the nice kind. You never know. What do you think? I'd love to hear your thoughts, and you can email me at randomindietraveler@gmail.com. or check my Facebook page out with the same name of the podcast. In Somerset, people believe the Girt dog is somewhat like a guard dog, and it would actually watch over and guard little kiddos that needed it. I feel like kids were not on the death radar, since these creatures are supposedly harbingers of death. Lucky for these kids, they had a soft spot, and instead of bringing death, these canines would bring a caring, watchful eye. Now, let's have a quick look into Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's classic tale, The Hound of the Baskervilles. Rumor has it this story might just be a nod to our mysterious friend, the Black Dog, and it was inspired by an actual legend. With its chilling atmosphere and eerie hound prowling the moors as they hunted with a ghostly spirit at their side, I mean, what an intriguing story. It's got all the makings of a classic Black Shuck tale. Here's a pretty dark and eerie story, though, and I found it on tetsu.com. So let's paint a picture for you all. As chronicled by Abraham Fleming in his 1577 booklet titled A Strange and Terrible Wonder, taking it back to 1577, there's a tale straight out of a horror flick that rocked the churches of Bungay and Blythburgh, Suffolk. After a thunderstorm of epic proportions, imagine this. A giant black dog with flashes of fire trailing behind it crashes the Sunday service at Bungay Church. It tears through the congregation like a furry tornado, with gnashing teeth striking down two worshippers with fatal attacks to the neck as they kneeled in prayer. But here's the kicker. It didn't stop there. Oh no, it sank its teeth into another poor soul, leaving his neck looking like a piece of scorched leather. But miraculously, he survived. So Sunday services can be interesting and all, but maybe this would be one you'd want to miss. I mean, if you value your life and neck, then for sure, that would be one. The black dog then somehow made its way to the church at Blythburgh, about 7 miles or 10 kilometers away, where some seriously creepy stuff went down. Obviously, as you know, and as you've just heard, there was some crazy stuff already. So here, it just got even weirder. It's said to have taken the lives of 3 unlucky folks and left the hand of a 4th person scorched. But wait, there's more. Witnesses swear they saw it leap through a door at the end of the church, leaving behind spooky black scorch burn marks on the wood. Talk about leaving a mark that sends chills directly down your spine. All right, so here's a question for you listeners. You're wandering through a foggy moor when suddenly the black shuck crosses your path. What do you think you do? A, offer it a treat and hope for the best. B, run for the hills while screaming bloody murder. Or C, strike up a conversation and ask for directions to the nearest pub. I feel like C might be a good option, but, you know, probably B would be a little bit more realistic in my case. At least that's what I would totally do, for sure. And then maybe if I make it out, then go to a pub and, you know, tell the story and stuff. This next one is for the history buffs. And let's take it to the ancient history buffs. Do you recall a certain African country with pyramids? Maybe you have. And perhaps you need a little reminder, and that's okay. So perhaps you've guessed Egypt, and if so, then congrats, you're totally right. So the star of the show here is the dog-like deity with a jackal head and a human bod. Drumroll, please. Anubis, the Egyptian god of death. Now, I've been low-key obsessed with ancient Egyptian history since forever, so you know I'm all in when it comes to this kind of stuff. And if there is such a thing as historical fangirling, then I possibly could be leading the pack. So about Anubis, picture this guy as the ultimate tour guide to the afterlife. He's the one who'd escort folks from kings to commoners to their final judgment day. But this wasn't your typical courtroom drama. Anubis wasn't just throwing shade from across the room. He was actually there standing watch as Osiris partook in the weighing of people's hearts on a scale. And not just any scale. We're talking about a cosmic balance between your heart and a feather from Maat, the Egyptian goddess of truth and justice. Now you might be thinking, hearts are pretty heavy. How's a feather gonna tip the scale? Well, in ancient Egypt, it all comes down to your life choices. If you kept it clean, no lying, stealing, cheating, or other shady business, then congrats, you get to chill with Osiris in paradise. But if you're like Darth Vader and you've been living on the dark side, your heart's destined for a dinner date with Amut. I really hope I got that pronunciation right. Amut is a wild mix of a rhino, leopard, and crikey, even a croc. Talk about a tough crowd. Your soul, yeah, it's out of there, and once Amut's had it, that's pretty much done. So what's the deal with this Black Shuck and Anubis, you ask? As we've discovered, it appears that they've got quite a bit in common, don't you think? That kind of reminds me of the Alanis Morissette song, Isn't It Ironic, Don't You Think? Sorry. Okay, nerding out, but good song, yeah. Anyways, while London's got its fair share of random dogs roaming the streets, I'm definitely glad I didn't bump into that legendary canine when I was there. Here's to hoping we all stay safe and shuck-free, no matter where we are. As we've heard, they could be anywhere in the world. At least most places. Hey travelers, got a wild travel story or a spooky encounter with a cryptid, or want to share a fun mythical creature or legend from your area? Share it with me at randomindytraveler@gmail.com, or definitely check out the Facebook page. You can join the group and definitely reach out to me. Your tale might just start in my next episode, or any future episode, for that matter. Don't miss out on the epic travel tips in the podcast description, and have a look at my coloring book, Marvelous Mythical Creatures, on Amazon. That link's below, you can check it out. And huge thanks to Tessa for her monster voice, and to our awesome sound and music contributors such as Zapsplat, Giulio Fazio, Benjamin Botkin, and all good folks. That's it for today's mythical creature legend, Indie Travelers. Stay safe, keep exploring, and may your travels be unforgettable. Until next time, cheers and happy trails.